ship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Jeremiah 17:7. Well, I'll tell you what, I was reading that verse the other day, and it hit me like a ton of bricks in a good way. If getting hit by a ton of bricks is positive, but no, hit me like a ton of bricks and just blessed my socks off. Jeremiah 17:7, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Well, friend, I pray that you're doing well here on this Thursday. Yeah, it's already the 13th day of August 2015. So good to fellowship with you today. And wow, our boy Timothy is going to be turning 13 here in just a couple of days. We're going to be heading up to Chicago tomorrow. Let's see if I can try to take a half a day from work tomorrow and drive up and try to beat that rush hour traffic, which is always a positive. You know, it's a good day when you beat the rush hour traffic in Chicago. I do have to say so. And I'm trying to get my wife to have some of that deep dish pizza. You got to have it every time you go up there. It's almost like a law up there. So you have to do that. So we'll have to do that, set some time for that. But speaking of birthdays and such, I know we've mentioned it in the past. It's the 20th birthday anniversary celebration here at Great News Radio on Thursday, April 7th, 2016. Now, I know it sounds kind of like super far away. We do want to let you know to put it on your calendar, mark it down, save it in your phone. We're still working out the details, but Erwin Lutzer is going to be our special speaker for the night. Phil Shepard from the Moody Broadcasting Network will be our MC. I'm sure the singing men will be singing as well. So we are working out the details right now, but pray for us. Pray for Mark as he establishes relationships and work out the details. Again, Thursday night, April 7th, 2016. Well, coming up today, tomorrow, and Saturday, the Canteen Run will be having their annual garage sale, and all the proceeds will benefit the ministry to help the local poor. It's going to be taking place at 3701 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign, right behind Prairie Gardens, just past the overpass there. If you want to get more details on that garage sale, just call 217-369-9344, 217-369-9344. And this Saturday night, the Taylors will be in concert at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Gifford. You can find out more details about these and other events coming up by taking a look at our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up here in a few minutes, we're going to be talking about what it means to be a steward. And it's more than just managing money. We're going to be doing a great study with that right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio. Right, celebrating and lifting up the name of Jesus today on this edition of Mark and Friends. Hey, good Thursday to you, Joey, spending some time with you. And, you know, for many Christians, the word stewardship means giving money. I mean, because if the pastor is preaching on stewardship, that means the general fund must be running in the red, right? But, you know, the Bible paints, friend, a much broader picture of stewardship. It really does. The biblical view of stewardship applies to every Christian in every area of our life. So if you were to look up the dictionary definition of the word stewardship, it means a person who manages another person's property or affairs. You know, biblical stewardship recognizes three different important areas. First, that God is the owner of everything, and that includes every part of our lives. Friend, did you know God is the owner of everything? Psalm 24, verse 1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it." Also, our role as stewards is to manage God's resources. Genesis 1:26 says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals and over all the creatures that move along the ground." Did you know God called us to rule? In other words, to manage his resources. Also, another goal of stewardship is to accomplish God's mission in the world. Matthew 28:19-20 says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded to, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." You know, friend, the goal of stewardship is to accomplish God's mission in the world. So looking at these areas, how God is the owner of everything, how our role as stewards is to manage God's resources, and our goal of stewardship is to accomplish God's mission in the world. Maybe a better definition of stewardship is not just talking about money, but based on looking at these verses, biblical stewardship recognizes that God's resources are to be deployed through God's people to accomplish God's mission. Amen? Let me say that again. Biblical stewardship recognizes that God's resources are to be deployed through God's people, that's you and me, to accomplish God's mission. And in fact, biblical stewardship involves every area of our life. God calls us to be stewards of our talents. Romans 12, verses 3-8 says, "For by the grace given to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Verse 6 of Romans 12 says, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Friend, according to these verses of Romans 12, we all have different gifts. And here's the thing. If we have gifts, what should we be doing with them? Using them, right? But here's the thing. God did not give us those gifts so that we can look good, right? Wow, that person can do a great job of teaching the Bible. No, God gave us those gifts so we can magnify and glorify Jesus with those gifts. So he calls us to be good stewards of our talents, and he also calls us to be stewards of our time. Uh-oh, now this is one that I can get in trouble with. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16 says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. So what does this passage say about the days? It says that the days are evil. It's filled with evil people. That's why we need good, godly men and women to live wisely and take advantage, making the most of every opportunity, as verse 16 of Ephesians 5 says, making the most of every opportunity. Now, I don't know about you, but I would love to say that is something that I got down. I got it. I passed the test. But sometimes, I'm just being completely honest with you, sometimes I allow my schedule, my agenda, to trump God's in my life. When I go to the grocery store, I'm thinking about the stuff I need to get at the grocery store. And sometimes, or I should say a lot of the times, I forget that God may be setting up a divine appointment for me to share the gospel with somebody. So that's something that I need to grow in. But God has called us to be stewards of our time, making the most of every opportunity, Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. Plus, God calls us to be stewards of our treasures as well. 1 Chronicles 29, 14. This is David speaking here, praying and talking to God. But who am I? And who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we only have given you only what comes from your hand. Wow, how did David view his material possessions? He viewed them as a gift from God. I love what he says. And we only have given you only what comes from your hand. 1 Chronicles 29, 14. So God calls us to be great stewards of our talents. God calls us to be great stewards of our time, our treasures. And here's the thing in the midst of all of this, too. We will have to give an account for all of these things. Did you know that? You know, all through life, we're given an account for ourselves. I mean, students, what? They take final exams to demonstrate what they have learned, right? Employees undergo performance reviews to assess their work in the previous layer. Americans face this day called April 15th to give an account for the earnings and taxes paid, right? And in Luke chapter 16, Jesus tells a parable about a steward who is required to give an account for his stewardship. It is a story that could have appeared on the pages of this morning's newspaper. It involves a dishonest employee who, if brought to court today, would probably be convicted of his actions. So if you have your Bible, turn to Luke 16. We're going to look at a few verses here. Jesus told his disciples, verse 1 of Luke 16, there was a rich man whose manager was accused of wasting his possessions. So he called him in and asked him, what is this I hear about you? Give an account of your management, because you cannot be manager any longer. The manager said to himself, what shall I do now? My master is taking away my job. I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I'll do so that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses. So he called in each of his master's debtors. He asked the first one, how much do you owe my master? 900 gallons of olive oil, he replied. The manager told him, take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 450. Then he asked the second, how much do you owe? 1,000 bushels of wheat, he replied. He told them, take your bill and make it 800. The master commandeth the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Jesus went on to say, whoever can be trusted with very little can be trusted with much. You know, the steward here, the manager here, lost his job because of his poor performance. And in verse 2, Jesus tells in the parable that the owner came back and he made the manager give an account for his actions. Verse 2 is a verse of accountability. Friend, when verse 2 happens to you, when Jesus asks you, friend, what you did with his resources, his gifts, and everything else, what would you say? What would you say? Did you really take advantage of every opportunity? Did you use all the gifts and talents that he's given you? Did you use your resources for his glory? At the end of the day, friend, we need to remember Psalm 24, verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let's be great stewards today for our Lord and for our Savior.
I have seen the golden summer light flicker in the trees, in the orchard where the long grass sways in the breeze, in the shade across the fence, an old man in a chair dreams of the names and faces who've been there. But lately I have seen you fading as the world is changing, as the seasons fly. Still shadows of the orchard deep and tall. Then the winter comes and covers all that does not move. Underneath the Sangre Cristo stars and moon. But
I'll tell you what, he's just got a wonderful voice. Fernando Ortega here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. Fred, I do thank you so much for just letting me, just for putting up with me. We'll just say that. Hey, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, Mark and Jason, tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.